congrats signing on to play a little college football Concordia. First question, Judd, was college football always kind of in the plans or kind of since you're a little kid, or did just come out and think, hey, well, I'm going to play a little college football? Did this just come out maybe in the last year or so?
Yep, I think it came out pretty much after high school football, after my senior year of football. Last year, it wasn't really on the radar. Freshman year, I didn't even play football because I had a torn ACL and I was in the midst of recovery during that. And sophomore year, I didn't get to play because of my ACL. And then junior year, didn't really play much. And then this year, I just kind of fell in love with it and want to continue my career in football.
That's incredible. Coming back from, boy, 2 years of knee or injuries and rehab and everything to battle your way back. That's it was a tough thing to do, but you got through it, didn't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What about Concordia? They reached out. You reached out to them both ways. And what about that school that kind of made you choose them?
So I think I was filled out a recruit form for them because I thought they looked nice, and I might have got an email from them about something, and I just got in good touch with them, and I got a text from their O-line coach. His name's Grady Cook, and I just scheduled a visit with them and went on an official campus visit, talked to the head coach, and I just really liked it there, and I thought that was my number one choice.
What have the coaches told you, offense or defense line play? What do they think you'll fit in? Where do they think you'll fit in?
Offensive line.
And that's cool with you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's my favorite position anywhere. I love offensive line.
So does it matter if it's a tackle, a guard, or a center, or maybe a tight end? You never know. What does it matter where you play?
Nope, it does not. Anywhere. I would be happy with anywhere, even be on the offensive line for kicking, anywhere, special teams, whatever.
If it turned out that they wanted you to go to defensive line, I'm sure would you mind that?
No, I would not. I would try it if I was given the opportunity.
Great senior season, Judd. Is there a game that stands out? A game that you look back the fall football season a couple of months ago. Is there a game that stands out? Your favorite, maybe as far as you are concerned, with your play or the team play, is there one that really stands out?
I would say the one I think about the most and reminisce on is probably, I think it would have been game 4 or 5 against North Platte St. Pat's. That was the first game I like officially played and officially started because I got a meniscus surgery early August and missed a couple games and then didn't play the first couple games, didn't play much, and then I started for that game and it was just a lot of, it was like brand new, like it was a lot of adversity, but then second half felt good. It was good. Then we ended up beating a team we didn't know we would beat them by that much, but we ended up being competitive and it ended up being a good game.
You had a lot of good battles. I mean, you guys had another great season. So in your high school career, the last couple of years, you didn't play a full game until a couple of games into your senior season. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
You are probably sick and tired of seeing doctors and knee injuries. Never again. Hopefully, cross fingers, you get into college. That's never going to happen again.
Yep, that's the goal.
Now, you came on, played a little basketball. I know Coach Freeland and I talked about you a lot in our talks and came off the bench. I'm sure he had a ball doing that as well, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, that was good times, too. Enjoyed this year's basketball season as well.
Doing anything in the springtime?
Yep, I'm out for track. I do throws.
Very good. Coach Spargo's got you in the throws, and quite a throw crew. I know you. I think Carlos Diaz, maybe, and maybe a couple others. Off to a pretty good start, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, especially Brock Bailey. They're really good. They've been in the one and two. They play first. It's always Brock first and Carlos second at each meet we've been to, it seems like.
But you feel like you've come along, you've had a couple of meets under your belt from that indoor meet to your first outdoor meet. You feel like you've gotten, your throws has got better as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. We got a new throwing coach, or we had him last year, but he's the head throwing coach now. His name's Josh Bailey. He does a really good job and has taught me great things with throwing, and keep working with me and the other throwers.
As far as studies, academically, there at Concordia, what are you going to be studying?
Agriculture science will be my major.
You pretty much, have you grown up on a farm?
I've worked for farmers, live out in the country. My dad is an agronomist. He works at Helena Agri.
So, yeah, it's just in your nature. You've grown up that way, and pretty much, that's what I've always grown up with. I'm going to go to school and learn a little bit more about it.
Yep, pretty much, yep.
Well, you continue a pretty good trend, Judd, and you all know of a lot of Dundee County Stratton players going on to play some college football. That's gone on for a couple of years now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And stay away from the doctors. No more doctor visits, right?
Yep, stay away from them.